Chapter 6. From Ice to Fire. Let me make something clear. Death isn't personal. It isn't. It doesn't happen to you. It happens to everyone else left behind after you're gone. That's the truth about death. Death's easy. It's life that's hard.
Lon Varte, ex-Lucifer Black.
Kinetic thunder vibrated the air. A storm raged around us. Fire and smoke billowed overhead. A body spiraled through this fog, pinwheeling wildly until arcing downwards to the battlefield where it was lost among a host of others. Reeling, struggling to comprehend the sheer depth of this betrayal, I looked upon a sea of ruin. My sons carved open upon the dark sands of Istvan V. Lifeblood ran in rivers, turning the earth underfoot into a viscous sludge. It was carnage. Armor plate ripped apart, peeled back like a metal rind, exposing fragile flesh beneath. Retinal lenses shot out, the head beneath broken and oozing. Stray limbs strewn like a butcher's leavings. A ribcage split open and wet with crimson. Death screams strangled the breeze, almost as loud as the threats of vengeance. We were under heavy bombardment. Ordnance struck the ground around the Legion, shaking my very bones. Somewhere in the distance, on a black hill, Perturabo was shelling us. His tanks glowered down ferally, snouts aimed squarely at our ranks. Impact bursts dug instant craters in the black earth, driving thick dust clouds into the air and spitting up plumes of rock. Flung bodies joined the flying dirt, half entangled in razor wire, their limbs limp and broken. Emerald green warplate turned dark and red. The blood of my sons spilled to satisfy a traitor's ambition and measure a warsmith's guns. I ran, cleaving fury and a righteous sense of retribution to my pounding chest. Not even blood would slake my desire for revenge. Nothing could balance the scales of this perfidious act. I wanted the Iron Lord's head, and then I'd take Horus as next. Time slowed, the ground beneath my boots thickened into a quagmire, and I was suddenly waist-deep in sucking earth and bodies. The storm abated, and slowly the sound of thunder lessened until it was a drumming on the inside of my skull. Growing fainter, the sound rose in pitch until it was reduced to the slow plink of liquid hitting metal. I awoke. The black desert where my legion's soul fought a losing battle for its body was no more. Istvan V was gone. I heard my breath rattling through my chest, trembling in the aftermath of a nightmare. I grimaced, hurting. My senses were still over-attuned, unable to properly regulate the information being fed into my brain. Sweat and melting ice were rolling off my body. Beads of liquid hit the ground beneath me, not as loud as ordnance anymore, but still overpronounced. Pitted steel and mesh felt rough to my touch. A faint heat warmed my fingertips, but burned at first. It was like being born anew, my mind and my body not quite in concert with one another. A tightness clenched my muscles until I rose up from my knees and flexed, cracking a veneer of void frost encasing my body. Like a serpent with an old skin, I shed it. Underneath the onyx black of my body, my flesh was burning as if some profound biological trauma had spurred my physiology into sudden and urgent action. I tried to recall what, but my memory was fragmented. Only pieces of it were connected, the rest adrift in my shattered psyche. I remembered running, the adrenaline rush from my escape attempt. I had climbed from the pit where I'd been cast down. Blood was on my hands, both legionary and mortal. An impression of the tunnels came back. I remembered the sense of rising, the familiarity in form and structure of the bonded cage around me. I knew the hand that had fashioned this elegant prison. In its bowels, I had seen a dead man, rendered in my mind's eye. First my sibling, now also my tormentor. He was the expression of my guilt incarnate. And, like a lake mist banished by the heat of a rising sun, my occluded memory cleared. Through the parting haze, I remembered something else, too. An alien figure, one revealed to me in etheric snatches, reminiscent of a bad Pict feed. A last, final revelation dawned. It visited my mind like a hammer, smashing the hope I'd harbored into dust. I was aboard a ship, a great spacefaring vessel. Cold reality asserted itself with that knowledge. I was not on Istvan. I was no longer on Earth of any kind. I was in Kurz's element now, and there would be no escaping from it. A chamber slowly came into focus around me, the frost that encrusted my eyelids cracking as I opened them to see it. This was not the same cell as before. It was much larger, not an oubliette, but an octagonal shaft, hundreds of meters up and down. No chains. My wrists and ankles were free of any fetters. A circular platform surrounded me instead, not much wider than the span of my feet. Here was the pitted metal I'd felt upon waking, and the mesh through which I now saw the dull orange glow from where the heat was emanating. Surrounding the platform were my new chains, a gulf many meters across, and a fathomless drop into a scorched black abyss. And at the edges of this prison without walls, this cage without bars, was a thin gantry of steel. A dull throb invaded my senses, which were slowly returning to normal. Far below, a turbine was whipping currents of hot air up the shaft, foul with the stench of engine wash. In one corner, looking on as I assessed the manner of the trap ensnaring me, was the apparition of my dead brother.